The Ontario Party is announcing its candidate for Nipissing in the June 2 provincial election as Joe Jobin, a husband, father of four, grandfather of six, and an ordained pastor who also ran a successful cleaning business for 20 years. The Ontario Party is a true conservative party concerned for freedom, families, and faith of the good people of Ontario, advises Jobin. Party officials say Jobin brings a vast amount of varied but extremely valuable experience to his bid for election. We are proud to have such an amazing candidate. He will make an incredible MPP. Jobin says he is very concerned that those who act in government authority now do so in complete disregard for the future of our children, adding he is running under the banner of the Ontario Party to stand up against this corruption and to restore freedom and prosperity for all in Ontario. Founded in 2018, the Ontario Party touts itself as the only true Conservative Party left in Ontario, and is led by former Conservative Party of Canada MP Derek Sloan, who was expelled from the Conservative caucus for destructive behaviour, while the party was guided by former leader Aaron O'Toole, in January 2021. According to the Ontario Party Charter, its founding mandate is an acknowledgement of the supremacy of God and the rule of law, the affirmation of the unity of the Dominion of Canada under the Crown, the desire to ensure the common good of the people of Ontario while respecting the inherited wisdom and sacrifice of previous generations, and the promotion of compassionate and responsible government for the people of Ontario. In a letter addressing the provincial government's recently released budget platform, Jobin is critical of its $20 billion deficit, likening it to budgets tabled by the preceding Liberal McGuinty Wynne regimes, only worse. Doug Ford's budget report this past week is a recipe for economic disaster, writes Jobin. He adds, this budget absolutely confirms that Ford is moving the PC party so far to the left that it appears similar to the Liberals and the NDP governments. Jobin also believes measures taken by the provincial government during the COVID-19 pandemic favored corporations over small businesses. Ford's open for business slogan rings empty for the millions in this province whose livelihoods have been wiped out by lockdowns, he says. The candidate says he is neither pro-vaccine nor an anti-vaxxer, but he is appalled by the bullying tactics that were employed by both the federal and provincial governments. Especially after initially saying that they would not force people to take the COVID-19 vaccine. If elected, we'll make businesses that fired or suspended employees, without pay, for remaining COVID-vax free, reinstate those employees with full back pay. An experimental vaccination, Jobin writes, should never have been imposed upon the good citizens of Ontario or anywhere for that matter. The choice should always be left up to the individual, especially with a vaccine that was released and so quickly thrust upon the public before adequate tests were done. Jobin concludes, the Ontario Party offers true, conservative fiscal solutions to end the reckless spending that only serves to tighten the noose of debt around the necks of generations yet to come. We cannot do this alone. Time is running out. The Ontario Party's Joe Jobin joins Vic Fedeli, progressive conservative, Michelle Lashbrook, Libertarian, Erica Lougheed, NDP, Sean McLaughlin, Green, Taylor Russell, New Blue, Giacomo Vezina, none of the above, and Tanya Vrabosh, Liberal, as official candidates for Nipissing in the June 2 provincial election.